Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Let me get this straight. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got a lot to talk about a little bit later this hour. Remember how the Rio Olympics was kind of marred with the whole Zika virus outbreak? We got the Tokyo Olympics coming up. And we got this whole Wuhan COVID-19 coronavirus going on. So we're going to talk about that and how they're hoping it doesn't affect the Olympics this year. But we're going to talk about that. We also have to talk about some tax breaks. We are going to probably next week spend time telling you guys how to save money on your taxes and what you could do from a medical deductible standpoint. But I need to talk to you guys before we go into this weekend, because it's kind of a dangerous weekend for relationships. The weekend after Valentine's weekend is kind of rough for couples. And I think the reason why is you guys are exhausted. You had to spend Valentine's weekend doing all the Valentine's stuff. So this weekend you're excited about like watching Netflix or like for us, NASCAR. So the weekend after Valentine's could be a little dangerous. I don't know if you guys realize yesterday was, I guess, National Love Your Pet Day. So I spent the whole day being nice to the pets. Meanwhile, they're going pee-pee house. They're, like, going into the garbage, whatever. And I could not wait. It was like 11:52. And the dog was acting up. And I'm like, I just cannot wait to yell and scream. When is this holiday over with? And I was so exhausted from National Love Your Pet Week that, like, today I was just yelling at them, going, stop the pee-pee house. Get out of the garbage. Stop it. Stop it. And I was just yelling the whole time. So we're coming up on a rough weekend. And so a group of psychologists out of Michigan, Oakland University of Michigan, came up with the most common reasons couples fight. And so I want you guys kind of ready and prepared because, you know, I think you'll have an easier weekend, maybe even an easier year, if you kind of know what might be things brewing in your partner's mind when they get mad. So one of the number one reasons why people have fights is there's not enough love or affection. They feel like you're taking them for granted. You're blowing them off. You're like, all right, well, let's just have sex or use another word. And you're like, where's the romance? You know, you used to bust your butt trying to, you know, be romantic or whatever. You know, women, we're just as guilty as that too. You know, so not showing an affection, lack of communication. Oh, well, that's big. I don't understand why that's not first. People just don't talk. I thought you were going to, you know, I don't know, pick up the kids, or I thought you were going to do this, or I thought, you know, nobody's talking. So lack of communication is an issue. And if you don't think that you guys are on the same page communication, just go, hey, I want to make sure we don't make any mistakes. You know, we don't get into any fights or whatever. How do we do this better? So I think that's always good. Not paying enough attention to the other. Well, I think that kind of falls with the love and affection. But, you know, if somebody's not paying attention to you, see, I make that mistake a lot. You know, because I'm multitasking and all that. And then Corey comes home, wants to tell me something. And if I'm in the middle of something and I'm like, oh, okay, oh, that's awesome. You know, and it was kind of big news. So you want to make sure that, one, you don't get your partner when they're busy. But, two, that they're, you know, you go, okay, I got some big news to tell you. Tell me when you're free. And that's always good. That always works out. Not being appreciated. Man, I do this and I do this. And not being appreciated is definitely big. Feelings, jealousy. Yeah, jealousy is a tough one. But get this, talking to an ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We used to, at one point, not really have a lot of natives. You know, it was rare to find somebody born in Vegas because most people translocated to Vegas. Now, there's been people here for 20, 30 years. So if you've been here 20, 30 years, you run into exes. And unfortunately, my husband is friends with a few of my exes. So we don't really have this problem because, of course, I have to talk. I'm like, hey, what's up? I don't particularly sometimes want to see them, you know, but you're like, hey, you know, you knew me at a different time. It was a different time, whatever. But if you do talk to an ex, and we've talked about that, you know, and there's really no need to. It's not that they're hanging out, you know, why all of a sudden are you? That is going to, that's already to me a nail in the coffin of a relationship because that means you're looking for something else or you're looking for them. Being possessive, past relationships, having friends hang around more when we don't like the friends, housekeeping people fight about, chores, who does more work, not showing up when supposed to, sharing responsibilities, one wants sex, the other doesn't. That's for me, I'm the one that usually wants it. So, you know, it's not a problem for us. Frequency of sex, sexual acts. People fight over, you know, reverse cowgirl or not. Telling private information about relationships to others. Okay, my guess is that's the girl screwing up that one because most guys don't talk about that stuff. In-laws. I'm surprised that's number 20. In-laws should be really higher. Who's boss? Who's in control? You know, ladies, you got to kind of be careful with that. Yeah, you know, all men are created equal, you know, but sometimes guys kind of like that king of the castle. And, you know, when you, in front of their friends, you know, go, well, you're not having a man cave. You know, I get to be in the man cave. Let the guy have the man cave. Yeah, let the guy be king. You know, you be queen. I think it's okay. I think that relationship's fine as long as when it comes to decision making and it comes to, you know, consent and things like that, it's still equal. But, you know, I think treating your man like a king is kind of cool. I think it's very, very sexy, too. Dominance, what to wear. People are apparently fighting over what to wear. Religion, that people fight about religion. Goals in life, future plans, they fight over children. Who should pay for something? Now, that's odd. If you guys are a couple and you guys are now committed to each other, money should be mixed. But if somebody's always doing the paying, that's a problem. And then one uses all of the other's money. Okay, that doesn't sound like a really strong relationship as it is. However, you do have relationships where somebody is not working to take care of the family. What do you expect? So these are the 30 most common reasons married couples argue. All right, next I'll tell you how to argue and how to win. 1-877-DR-SILENT, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so how to fight with your spouse, with your partner, and when. Before we begin, we need to kind of talk about something. I got to be really careful because it's kind of a bad word. You know how some of us women, we really want to be a total witch, okay, but we don't want to say, use the B one. Or guys want to just be a, let's say, jerk. And it feels good, okay? It feels good. I don't like to be a witch. I really don't. I wake up in the morning, I want to be cool, I want to be liked, I want to make people happy. But sometimes, if somebody gets on my nerves, I just want to be a, and they're like, that felt good. And I see that with guys all the time. They just do something that is so jerkish. And, you know, and then they kind of strut around like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, so if you want to win a fight with your spouse, okay, What you need to do is have a different outlet for that. Because a lot of us women are really, 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 really good at being witches. Again, I'm not witch, okay? Right? A lot of guys are, you know, kind of good at being a jerk. And so you sometimes want to use that when you fight with your spouse. And no. It's going to mess it all up, okay? No way, nowhere in my strategy for how to win a fight do I include that, okay? Because that just puts up more walls, it just makes it more difficult, and it actually forces the other party to want to up their ammunition. So you need to have another outlet. I think it's very important for us to be kind of witchy or jerkish at times to kind of get that out of our system. But I don't know. Do it to somebody else. All right? But just not the family. Okay? You cannot do it to the family. Just pick somebody you really don't like and then just be a total to them. Okay? Get that out of your system. So now, when it comes to fighting with your husband or your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, all right, there's an art to it. And the number one way to win a fight is to let them win. Now, you have to be very, very careful. Because if you let them win all the time, there's going to be this attitude or this landscape of, well, you know, I'm always right anyway. Let's not even fight. I'm always going to be right. Meanwhile, you're kind of manipulating the whole situation, okay? But what do I mean by letting them win? So, you need to pick your fights. I know with Corey what I want. I know exactly what I want before the fight even happens. But I know I'm not going to get it until he feels so bad that we had the fight and goes, you know, honey, I kind of agree with this other thing. We're not going to whatever. And I was like, yeah. And I like, I won. Okay, but you have to be okay with winning but not getting credit for the win. It's kind of tricky. So, you know, me and my husband, I love my husband to death, but I'm the better of the two fighters. I am so good at it. Okay, now, I could just let off little baby BBs, right, that just infuriates him, and then he starts reaching for all his nuclear ammunition, and he always runs out. He runs out of all his ammunition. And I know when he runs out because he starts to say that I'm acting like my mother. And but you see, that doesn't bother me anymore. Because that means when he hits that mark, he's out of his ammunition, which is another tip. Know your partner so well that you identify where they empty the ammunition box. Know what they have to say to empty the ammunition box and don't let yourself get mad about it. I know that if my husband ever tries to compare me to my mom, I'm good. I'm expecting it. I'm going into the fight knowing he's going to say something. Go to your acting like your mother because he thinks that's a nuclear bomb. Then I fake being all upset. Oh, how could you? I'll even fake cry. Don't tell. You don't want me. Okay, whatever. Okay. But I know he's out of ammunition. Now I have two choices. I could either just bring out the Glock. No, I'm not talking about regular guns. I'm talking about figurative, right? Use my choice of something semi-auto. But I'm not going to do nuclear bombs. I rarely have to do a nuclear bomb. Unless I really, really feel it like in a bad mood. And I'm like, you know what? I just want to end this and be done and never fight about this again. Boom. I'll drop a nuclear bomb. The problem is it takes weeks for us to recover. I mean, when I drop the bomb, it takes weeks. So I need to kind of baby. I need to kind of Nerf gun it. Okay? And when you do fight, and I know you want to feel good, and I know you want to drop the bomb because you want to feel good because they made you mad. You have to control that. You've got to control your anger because you're not going to get the win. When you make them more mad, and you will say things, and you'll say things that you'll regret, they'll regret, you can't recover. You need to always know what your goal is. It's just like playing football. You need to know where you need to know the play. You need to know the route. You need to already have a plan. But we don't go into fights with plans. You know, now, women seem to be a little better at the planning than guys. Okay? Because as women, we go through the quiet phase. We talked about that. So what happens is when we get mad, we don't not always lash out. A lot of us, we go quiet. And, you know, that's when the guys are like, oh, my gosh, okay, what the hell's going on? Okay, don't interrupt us in the quiet phase because we're thinking. And we're getting our briefs together. We're getting our whole, you know, legal argument ready to go. You're going to want to interrupt us because you know what's coming. Just don't. Then we let it all out. Just sit there. Let the person air it out. Right? Let them let it out. Same thing. With my husband's mad, just let, okay, what is it? Just let him air it out. Don't stop him. Let him get it all out. Because again, he's exhausting his box. Let them do that. Let them air it out. And then they'll feel a little better. When they feel a little better, you offer solutions, offer resolutions. So like, let's say you're mad that you always have to go over to the in-laws. Okay. So somebody comes home saying, okay, well, we got to go see our mom again or dad again or whatever. And you're like, you're going to want to go right at it. Don't. Just go, okay, let me think about this. Now you go into quiet phase. Then you come back and you go, well, this is why I don't want to go to the in-laws. Boom, 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 boom. They make it mad. But then go, so instead, can we do this? There's always that resolution. So, you know, if you go into it very abruptly, if you go into it, you know, like, you know, I'm going to, you know, make them feel so bad that they ever even brought this up, you're not going to win. And what you want to do is you don't want to do the guilt trip thing. I hate the guilt trip thing. You don't want to make them feel guilty. But you want to show that you weren't irrational in your thought process. Well, the reason why I don't want to do that is because we're going to be already going there for Thanksgiving. And I have this planned. You know, and I was really hoping we could do this. It has nothing to do with your mother. It has nothing to do with your father. But this is what we wanted to do. Or I was hoping we could do. And then when he realizes, well, the reason why you don't want to go to the in-laws is because you wanted to, you know, spend time with him. All right. It doesn't seem that bad. Okay. So you got to kind of find a win. Now, letting them win the fight. Letting them win the fight is one of the most amazing strategies you could ever do. Okay. Because you need to pick your fights and know which you wanted to win. Sometimes you guys are fighting about something you really don't care about. Okay? Let's say you really don't care about missing NASCAR this weekend to go and do something. You're like, you know what? I'd like to go, but no big deal. Then no need, right, to, you know, use up your ammunition box for this one. If, let's say you guys are fighting over something like, you know, politics, which is so stupid because people will always get to arguments about Trump or Bernie or whatever. You don't need that wearing down on your relationship. Just stop and go, you know what? I don't have to get into this argument. Just go, oh, you know, that kind of makes some sense. You know, that's an interesting point of view. And just let it go. Because when the poop really hits the fan and you really, really need a win, that's when you're going to need them, like, not, what's the word for it when you're already locked and loaded? You don't want them locked and loaded, if I could come up with a better. You don't want them, you know, geared up. You want them to be more receptive and go, you know what, when I do talk to this person, they do have logic. And if you want to set the stage for winning future fights, you need to show that you're using logic. You want to also show that you're willing to compromise, because then when they don't compromise, you have to say, look, on this I compromised, on this I compromised, on this I'm compromised. I mean, you know, when are you going to compromise? And, you know, maybe they will feel guilty. But, you know, if you have a real nice track record and a real nice resume of all the times you let them win, or don't say you let them win, but you gave them a win, or you know, compromise, that's going to work in your favor. And then, of course, look sexy. Right? Okay, so I'll always change my clothes. I will never fight with my husband in, like, a muumuu. Okay, so I'll, like, change my clothes and I'll look good. Okay? Because I'll be like, you know what? I'll leave. Yeah, but if you look like crap, do not fight, right, with no makeup on and rollers in your hair. Don't be doing that. You need to look good. All right. Yeah. Don't cry. I want to do the cry thing. All right, we're up on break. Don't go away. 1-877, that's Sally.
Hello? Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Taliban leader says a terrorist group will sign what he calls a historic agreement with the United States. The Taliban's deputy leader says in a New York Times op-ed the deal would reduce the violence for 7 days and could lead to a withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. A new White House report says the U.S. economy is growing faster than expected. The annual economic report released by the president says the economy added more jobs, experienced a lower unemployment rate, and grew faster than projections in the August 2016 report by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. President Trump's Director of National Economic Council, Larry Kudlow, explains why to Fox News.
Low taxes, rollback regulation, energy independence,
gotcha.
Great trade deals that are going to promote an export boom just in 3 weeks.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, we're coming into tax season. I'm going to next week kind of review some ways you guys could save money in terms of what you spent medically. There are tons of medical deductions that you might not even realize you use, and a lot of you will qualify for medical tax deductions. It's kind of a big, long discussion, but I want to come up with some non-medical tax deductions that you could probably take advantage of. This is being written by The Motley Fool, and I like some of the things they have to say. Of course, double-check it with your accountant. I think it stinks that we need accountants. My accountant is awesome, but I really would like an easier tax code. You know, the reason why we need accountants and the reason why we love our accountants is because they're like, you know, you could write this off. You could write this off. You know, they now have this tax credit. The accountants are up on all the new laws. You know, there's something called an earned income tax credit. But then there's a child tax credit. How are you guys, how do you know about all these different tax credits? So that's why we use an accountant. I think it would be a heck of a lot easier if we just had a flat tax based on, you know, percentage. So everybody pay 8% or 9% and then you're done. All right, you know, but I get that some people are like, yeah, but, you know, I have kids, so that should be taken into account, or I have this, or I have this. So that's kind of where, why we still have the tax code that we do. But they say the child tax credit, unlike the earned income tax credit, I guess, phases out for married couples that make more than $21,000 to $55,000, depending on qualifying children. The American Opportunity Tax Credit will phase out if you are a single filer earning more than $90,000 or joint filers earning more than $180,000. But the child tax credit, I believe you could still get. It is a $2,000 tax deduction, I believe, or a $2,000 credit. And it, I think it is $2,000 per child in your household under the age of 17. You'll get that full $2,000 as long as your income doesn't exceed $200,000 as a single tax filer. So if you guys are still making $150,000 a year, which is really nice, you can still get the tax credit. If you're a married couple, you can claim the full credit as long as you guys don't exceed $400,000. And then there's a phase out. I guess if you're making $405,000, you lose $250 of the credit, but you still get some. So, the child tax credit, they say, is refundable, which means that if you owe the IRS no money, then you are able to get that money, I believe, in a refund form, where you actually get that money into your pocket. So you have tax credits, or you have, like, refunds, or, you know, the tax credit as well, whatever you owe will knock off this much. This means even if you didn't owe anything, you're going to get extra money. So nice to have kids. April 15th is the tax filing deadline. Sometimes they make extensions depending on if there's, I don't know, tax day or I don't know. I remember one time they made a holiday. I don't really know what happened. But don't do it at the last minute. You can get an extension if you think your tax forms are going to be delayed, if you're having trouble finding an accountant, if you're going through a period of trouble, personal turbulence, medical issues, and you cannot even focus on the taxes in the coming weeks. See, again, I don't understand why we have to spend so much time and trouble on these. You know, paying your taxes, the problem with making it such a you know, big deal and a whole production causes people to mess up, maybe not pay the right amounts, stress. Tax season shouldn't be, it's tax season stressful for everybody. But an extension will give you an extra 6 months to file your return. It's not going to give you more time to pay your taxes. So what I'm hearing from this is if you owe money and you get an extension, you still owe the money by April 15th. Double check with your accountant on that one. You can't just keep getting extensions and then not owe the government money. They're too smart for that. And if you don't pay your tax bill in full by April 15th, you incur interest and penalties. You will be hit with a late payment penalty of 0.5% per month or partial month. Your tax bill goes unpaid up to 25%. They say if you do owe money, one way a tax extension will help is by letting you avoid the failure to file penalty. So that applies if you owe the IRS money, but you don't submit your return by April 15th. So that's a whole second penalty. All the extension is doing is helping you with that failure to file penalty. But if you still owe, you still owe. If that happens, you'll be with a penalty equal to 5% of your unpaid tax bill per month or partial monthly return is late up to a max of 25%. So your fail to file penalty, they say, is 10 times the size of the late payment penalty on a monthly basis. So if you think you owe the IRS money, I mean, you're going to have to pay them anyway on April 15th. You might as well get the taxes done. Now, the sooner you prepare the taxes, the sooner you'll know whether you owe them money or not. I know a lot of us have to wait for our 1099s or our W-2s or whatever, you know, kind of roughly get everything else ready. So as soon as you have those, they're good to go. Now, how do you get more of a refund? Well, they say you need to know your tax filing status. Your tax filing status determines what your standard deduction is. And it kind of plays in part in deciding your tax bracket. Single adults without any dependents may claim single status. Unmarried people paying at least half the cost of supporting dependents can file as head of household. That gives them a standard deduction, allows them to earn more than single filers. So just because you're single, you know, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be screwed in terms of, because if you're taking care of kids or family members, that could count. People always ask, should I get divorced? Does the combined income hurt us? Usually the math is there where whether you're single or married, it's negligible. According to this, they say filing jointly makes sense. But if they think their partner could be hiding income and want to file separately so they aren't held responsible for any errors on the partner's tax return. Again, that doesn't sound like a good marriage as it is. They say those hoping to claim a deduction for a larger medical expense may want to file separately. You may deduct medical expenses that are more than 10% your adjusted gross income for the year. But that might be difficult to do if you count your spouse's income. So when we talk about your medical deductions next week, if let's say your income is $100,000 and you spent $10,000 on medical expenses, okay? Anything above that $10,000 is tax deductible. So if your medical bills came to $15,000, you could write off $5,000. But what if you and your spouse make $200,000? Now, you have to have spent over 20. So if we have one person in the family that has huge medical expenses, filing separately allows then you to start getting those credits. But you also might lose on other sort of tax credits and deductions. So your accountant has to know. So an adult whose spouse has died recently and who is supporting children at home can also have a widow status. Not that that's anything we want to celebrate about, but still. Widows or widowers have a higher standard deduction, more favorable tax brackets. They're also suggesting that you might want to put more money into your retirement accounts. You are taxed under gross income. So if much of your income before pre-tax can go into an IRA or health savings account, now that money is still yours and it reduces your taxable income. So now you owe less income tax. So contributions to a 401k are also tax deductible. But you cannot make any more contributions now for last year. I mean, it's just done before the new year. You could also write off contributions you made. Roth 401ks, Roth IRA contributions might not give you a tax break right away this year, but they can provide tax benefits. So that's a thought. And then they say to claim, there's tons of like child tax credit, savers tax credit, mortgage points, student loan interest deduction, self-employment expenses. Those are things that you could also write off as well. All right, 1-877-DOT-DIALER, don't go away.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. 43-year-old German man shot and killed 9 people. at several locations in a Frankfurt suburb in an attack that they believe was motivated by far-right beliefs, officials said yesterday. The gunman first attacked a hookah bar and a neighboring cafe in central Hanau at about 10 p.m. Wednesday, killing several people. Then headed on a mile and a half west, headed about a mile and a half west, and then opened fire again, first on a car and then a sports bar, claiming more victims. German Chancellor Angela Merkel condemned the deadly shooting and pledged to fight against those who try to divide the country along ethnic lines. Speaking Thursday in Berlin, she said everything will be done to investigate the circumstances of these terrible murders, but that much indicated they were motivated by far-right and racist motives. She said racism is a poison, hatred is a poison. So the gunman had posted a video filled with conspiracy theories and apparently left behind a rambling and racist written manifesto. Forensic teams pored over his targets, two hookah cafes popular with immigrants. At least five of the victims had Turkish backgrounds. The attack was quickly and broadly condemned by many organizations, including the Central Council of Muslims, the Confederation of Kurdish Associations in Germany, and the Central Council of Jews. Witnesses and surveillance videos of the suspect's getaway car led authorities quickly to his home. Near the scene of the second attack, he was found dead near his 72-year-old mother. Both had gunshot wounds, and the weapon was found on the suspect. So many of them killed their mothers. It's crazy. In addition to those killed, Booth said one person was seriously wounded. Multiple others suffered less serious injuries. There has been more far-right violence in Germany. Booth said federal prosecutors, this is Peter Booth, interior minister for the state of Hesse, said federal prosecutors have taken over the investigation and are treating it as an act of domestic terrorism. Merkel called off a planned visit to Thursday to a university in Halle. Hail, it was the site of a deadly anti-Semitic attack last year. A man expressing anti-Jewish views tried to shoot his way into a synagogue, failed, killed two passerbyers before being arrested. And the shooting in Halle came months after the killing of a regional politician from Merkel's party. The suspect had a long history of neo-Nazi activity. So, you know, I'm reading The Garden of Beasts, and it is a book talking about the pre-Nazi or the pre-Hitler era, as Hitler was chancellor under Hindenburg, and the Nazis were slowly taking over. And I'm about halfway through, so we're at, like, I don't know, September 1933. And this type of stuff was happening. There was anti-Jewish sentiment, anti-Aryan sentiment. If somebody had been dating a Jew, they were abused and attacked. If you didn't salute, do the Nazi salute. They didn't actually call it a swastika at the time. They called it a broken cross. Later, they called it a swastika. But if you didn't do the Heil Hitler salute, even though it wasn't, I believe, for Hitler yet, and a parade was going by, you would get attacked. If the parade was going by and you weren't watching the parade, somebody would step out of line and attack you. So it was, we're not there yet. But when you hear of these attacks, it reminds you that racism and hatred is still there. You have a lot of whack jobs that believe people are ruining the country. There was also anti-Jewish sentiment in America at the time. People thought Jews owned too many businesses. I don't know where I don't see why that was even, when you look at, Jews are such a minority. I mean, you know, when you look at the numbers, you're like, what are you talking about? But, you know, it's easier to attack a minority than it is a majority. And so, you know, while Nazi Germany was going through their anti-Jewish rhetoric and propaganda, you still had a lot of it in America. They tried to kind of keep it at bay and you know, tried to hopefully quell some of it. And luckily, America didn't do anything that to the degree that Germany did. But the idea that people out there are going to overlook your color, overlook your race, overlook your gender, and we will become a racist-free world is completely naive. There are people out there that hate, and they will kill others in the name of this hatred. They will kill kids. They will kill pregnant people. They will kill because they think that they are doing a service, or they are, you know, doing the workings or the, you know, their duty, whatever. And so it just takes a bad leader to allow this sentiment to grow. And what's very interesting about this book, and I'm halfway through, is how many people didn't want to stir the pot. They're like, you know, well, you know, hopefully if we make a big deal about it, we're going to make a bigger deal, and then they're going to really do it. No, if somebody is attacking you, whether it's in your workplace, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's your, you know, you're being attacked. This idea that there's areas of gray is, I think, wrong. So, like, for example, let's say somebody, you know, grabs your butt. So a lot of us women are like, gosh, our butts get grabbed. Let's just leave it alone. That's still assault. And if you're working with this person and they get away with that, what is the odds? What are the odds of them doing more? The odds are pretty high. Which means at that level of somebody touching your butt, you stop it then and there. How I would probably stop it is probably like knee him in the, you know what? Or I'd probably be like, you know, I'll chop off your head next time you do it. I might do that. I don't think I would go to the employer and make a big deal. Not that wouldn't be me. Me, I would be like, you know, I'm going to handle this myself. Not the smartest move. You should go to whom you meet, resources, etc. But if you don't nip something in the bud early on, it does become a beast. I've worked with people where I have seen them grow into a bigger beast. I was in no position to stop them, and so I'm, you know, don't work with them anymore. But evil will continue to grow. If you see evil, it starts. It will grow. And so when you have this anti-Muslim or anti-Jewish or anti-minority sentiment, and you think, okay, well, you know what? Just like with pre-Hitler days, you know, let's not make a big deal about it, because if we make a big deal, then it'll really, then they'll step it up a little bit. I understand people fearing escalation. I get that. You don't need to be in a fight where you have to, you know, all of a sudden start bringing in the big artillery, like we just talked about when we opened up our, you know, this talk figuratively about, you know, a fight. But if you see evil and they are doing evil and attacking somebody or killing somebody or punching somebody, you see that violence, that means that evil's there and they're looking for opportunity. And opportunity is more likely to happen not during escalation of your putting up a defense, but weakness. Once Germany shows weakness, these groups, and there's a lot of them, and there's still Nazis that are, you know, descendants from the Hitler regime, that are, there's still a huge Nazi party within the United States, within Central America, within South America, within Europe. There's a huge Nazi party. They come together. So whenever you see evil, whether it's at work or, you know, in a relationship or something, don't just try and wish it away. Don't just try to tell yourself, well, I'm going to be just super duper good, and I'm going to, hopefully they'll like me, hopefully they'll change their mind. They're not going to change your mind. Remember, it's evil. You're not going to change an evil person's mind. So I hope her approach to this is pretty robust. I hope they do put a stop to these killings. But this is kind of what pre-Nazi Germany looks like. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.